This is Organ First Radio. I'm Alan Ashton. Welcome to the show. Once again, it's a pleasure to have your company, and during the next 60 minutes, a couple or so new CDs and the occasional look back to the days of yesteryear. Well, let's get off to a lively start by listening to Bob Iyer Jr., who brings the console of the Moller organ in the Capitol Theatre, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, into view and plays Let's Go to the Movies. Bob Iyer Jr., sound of a very nice Moller organ and some lovely playing there. The Capitol Theatre, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania is the location, and the tune, Let's Go to the Movies. Moving swiftly on now to a CD that I was connected with, one that you may remember back in the November programme that I featured an advanced track from. The CD is now commercially available, and it's on the Jasmine label, and comprises of four original Warner Brothers recordings that Buddy Cole made over 50 years ago. Under the new generic title of Swinging at the Hammond Organ, here's Buddy, who musically says, I'm beginning to see the light. Thank you. Buddy Cole and I'm Beginning to See the Light. Well, Jasmine have done a superb job with the remastering of the four original LPs that go together to make up this latest release on their label. It's worth checking out their web pages because over the years the company has released some very good organ CDs, all of which are available from MSS Studios. Now, before I go any further, I have to own up to having made a mistake in last month's programme. Only a little one, but an important one all the same. You may recall I played a couple of tracks from the new Foxtrot Serenaders CD with Simon Gledhill at the Wurlitzer of the Brentford Music Museum. What I was unaware of was that Richard Cole, the person behind the restoration of the many instruments therein and the running of this famous venue, is desperately trying to shake off that title and prefers it to be referred to as the Musical Museum at Brentford, and that's a title I'm more than happy to use in the future. As I explained to Richard, it's a question of old habits being something I don't always shake off easily, because for many years I only thought of the organ's original home as the ABC Kingston upon Thames, when in fact it first opened it was the Union Cinema Kingston upon Thames, where Sidney Torch recorded Looking Around Corners for You. Sidney Torch, Looking Around Corners for You, played at the Union Cinema, Kingston upon Thames, a name that changed rather quickly when Union Cinemas collapsed and it was taken over by ABC in 1937. The organ was removed in 1972, firstly to the Brentford Music Museum and then finally to its brand new home at the Musical Museum at Brentford, Well, this lovely Wurlitzer will of course always be associated with the many recordings made by Joseph Seal. Little novelty number there, played by Joseph Seal. The title was Dainty Doll. I seem to recall mentioning that John Kyfin, one of the most popular performers on this programme, had a couple more new CDs in the process of being released. Last month I played you tracks from the one he's devoted to the music of the Swedish pop group ABBA, and so, turning from a CD devoted to one group, the attention is now to golden pops from around the world. It'd be fair to say that Klaus Wunderlich made quite a name for himself with his famous pop organ music series, and what John Kyfin has done is to build on that concept with this release titled Here Comes the Sun, Volume 5, which predominantly features the sounds of his Versi W2S. The three tunes then are We All Stand Together, the Minuetto Allegretto, and Golden Brown.
Bye.
We All Stand Together, the Minuetto Allegretto, and Golden Brown. And that middle one is quite interesting because it's based on a piece of music by Mozart, and back in the days when that great British eccentric Jimmy Savile was presenting Top of the Pops, he introduced the Wombles version of it. And the only reason I know that is because there's a delightful clip of it on YouTube. Now then, how's about that then? Anyway, that group of three tunes was played on the Versi Helios W2S by John Kyphin. There's another 30 tunes on the CD, including The Shuffle, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Give Me Some Lovin', Rhinestone Cowboy, and Oh Babe, What Would You Say? At the time of this recording, MSS are still waiting for copies of the ABBA CD that I featured last month, so let's hope it isn't too long before it's in their catalogue, along with this latest one titled Here Comes the Sun, Volume 5. Meanwhile, here's another organist with a sound and style that is certainly all his very own, and that's my good friend Alan Haven. Here he is then with the Lennon and McCartney favourite, Fool on the Hill. Fool on the Hill, played by the legendary Alan Haven. Certainly no fool when it comes to organ playing, and that was taken from his 2008 album Everybody's Talking. The Odeon Cinema Hammersmith, now known as the Hammersmith Apollo, a venue for rock, pop and many other forms of modern-day entertainment, originally opened its doors back in 1932 as the Gaumont Palace. It's now owned by HMV, and some years back the Compton organ, that had had a rather checkered playing career in its latter years, was put back into full playing condition. Not so many recordings of it exist, but one of two organists, the other being Andrew Fenner, who did commit its sounds to disc, was Ronald Curtis, who back in 1982 included this composition by Andrew Fenner, titled Jolly Gillette. Curtis at the Odeon Hammersmith Compton organ with a little tune called Jolly Gillette, and several of the tracks he recorded there now form part of the Theatre Organ Echoes Volume 3 CD, which is available from MSS Studios. The same situation applies to tracks that Vic Hammett made at the Granada Tooting in 1980. So let's remind ourselves of his wonderful rhythmic style with not one but two contrasting recordings. Firstly, at the Wurlitzer, Vic plays 42nd Street, and then follows that with Ivor Novello's Waltz of My Heart on the Baldwin 81R organ. Thank you. 42nd Street at the Granada Cinema Tooting Wurlitzer, and Waltz of My Heart on a Baldwin Electronic, two titles displaying the musical side of the late Vic Hammett. Over the Christmas period, I managed to watch a couple of television shows featuring the charismatic André Rieu Orchestra. To offset the boredom of so many hours of television repeats, I also borrowed one of his DVDs from the local library, and his music triggered off another thought, that of some of the big names in the organ world who we no longer see in England anymore. Max Tacana, for instance. André Rieu, of course, is famous for playing the music of Johann Strauss, and give him his due, Max Tacana is no slouch when it comes to playing beautiful music too.
Thank you.
Max Takana had the Yamaha HX1 with Chopin's Polonaise Eroica, which to my mind has to be one of the best electronic orchestra versions of that famous composition. Completing a trio of music in the same vein, here's one that you don't often hear these days played by organists, the Gold and Silver Waltz by Franz Lehár. At the Hill Norman and Beard Concert Organ in the Dome, Brighton, here then is Douglas Reeve.
Thank you.
The golden silver waltz played by the sadly missed master of the Durham Brighton organ, Douglas Reeve. Here's a lovely tune. It's not exactly appropriate for the time of year, but nevertheless, perhaps something to look forward to. The title, One Brief Summer. To play it, Steve Hubbell on Technics and Versi Organs. One Brief Summer, played by Steve Hubbell, an artist I remember from the good old organ festival days of the 80s, and still does the occasional concert, so I'm told. Now, it was encouraging to learn that last month several of you enjoyed the tracks by the new Foxtrot Serenaders with Simon Gledhill at the Wurlitzer, and one of the regular listeners from Canada sent me some tracks of a Canadian group who also specialise in the same kind of music, except they didn't have organ accompaniment. Anyway, I've dusted off a rather rare recording where, once again, the organ is used in an accompanimental role. The group who went down this route on two occasions were the Three Sons. On one LP, the organist is named as New York's Radio City Music Hall staff organist Ray Bohr, and on the other one, someone by the name of Alfredo Mendez. Here they all are with a lively version of The Carioca. Carioca, performed there by the instrumental group The Three Sons. The location of the organ isn't stated, but I'll hazard a guess and say it was the Wurlitzer that used to be in the Radio City Music Hall recording studio. Oh yes, that Hispanic-sounding Alfredo Mendez. Well, his real name was just plain old Fred Mendelssohn. We commenced this month's show with a suggestion to let's go to the movies, and taking us out of the show is Rob Richards at the Wurlitzer organ in the El Capitan Theatre in Hollywood with a novelty number written by none other than George Wright. Its title is Hurry Mama, the Cartoon's On. Rob Richards at the El Capitan Theatre Hollywood, the Wurlitzer organ, and Hurry Mama, the cartoons on. Well, a bit of a bumpy ride in the old 1941 Buick, and sadly, we only got there in time to hear Porky Pig saying... Until the same time next month, this is Alan Ashton saying, that's all, folks. Now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.